Accenture was hired to get a statewide voter database up and running by the first of next year. It now looks like the job won't be finished until April, which could potentially endanger more than $50 million in federal funds. Holding Accenture in so-called material breach of its contract would give the firm 2 months to catch up to where it's supposed to be. The move could also be a first step toward the state canceling the deal. Wisconsin Democracy Campaign Director Mike McCabe told board members at a public meeting that it was a mistake to hire Accenture in the first place.
The only thing that would be a bigger mistake is if this board did not fully exercise its rights under this contract to protect the interests of the taxpayers of this state.
But Accenture says it's not totally to blame for missed deadlines. State agencies like the Department of Motor Vehicles that have to provide lists of their own for the project have been slow to cooperate. Accenture senior executive Meg McLaughlin was asked whether her company could speed things up by dedicating more manpower to the job. She says that won't work.
Think of the analogy of nine women making a baby in 1 month. Like, there's a certain point at which you cannot increase staff and increase productivity. There's a certain point at which adding more people gets in the way.
Board members met behind closed doors to discuss the contract. Election board staff started testing a draft version of Accenture's software this week. The firm says that package contains only minor bugs. County clerks should begin testing it next month. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.